are you doing here in the school library? Wait, don't tell me you came to study. No one in this place would believe that about you. Please, just leave me alone. I'm trying to read. Don't you have a cheerleader or to flirt with or something? You came to see me? But why? You're not making any sense. And how did you know where to find me? I'm not always in the library at this time. Sometimes I read in the courtyard or on the roof, so don't underestimate me. What do you mean that's nothing to be proud of? Did you really find me just to insult me? Then I'll be taking my leave. Fine, just tell me what you want so we can get this over with. Wait, huh? Hang out? You want to hang out with me? Did you hit your head in the sports practice or something? Oh, you don't play any sports. Wait, no, that's not the point. No one ever tries to hang out with me. They all say I'm too gloomy or whatever. And I'm not good with people anyway, so I can't even say they're wrong. So what is it? Did you lose a bet or something? You just missed me. Wait, what are you talking about? No, you need to forget about stuff like that. You know, year 7 was forever ago. We live in 2 different worlds now, and we should keep it that way. For both our sakes. I don't mean anything by that, so just get out of here. Hey, I said to leave, not sit down next to me. Ugh, fine. Can you just please explain yourself already? Uh-huh. Sure, I guess all that does sound stressful, but what does that have to do with me? Well, yeah, I used to help you relax, but we're in high school now. We just can't do stuff like that anymore. Well, no, I don't hate you or anything, but you're not going to leave me alone until I do this, are you? God, you were like this back then too, now that I think about it. Yeah, I guess we were closer back then, so I didn't mind. But now it's kind of annoying. But whatever. Fine, just this once. You can rest your head on my lap. But if you do or say anything weird, I don't know what I could do to a popular kid like you, but I'll find something. Anyway, let's just get this over with. Is it comfortable? Wait, don't answer that. This is way too embarrassing. just be quiet and relax. I'm going to finish reading. This is the library after all. Did you forget? Now shush. What? You have a problem with me fluffing all of your fur? Sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it. I've been conditioned. If a giant furball sits in my lap, I just have to pet it. But this should be relaxing for you too, so just accept it, for God's sake. Oh, I wasn't expecting that. Oh, I knew she was just a snake. He's still alive. Oh my god. Oh. Oh. Another strangely satisfying cliffhanger. This author always knows how to surprise me. I should write them another letter. And how much longer are you going to stay down there? You're not asleep. I can see you staring off into the distance. Is something troubling you? I mean, it's not my problem or anything. But I can't really go anywhere with you on my lap, so I guess you might as well tell me. Huh? What's that all of a sudden? I did not change when we started secondary school. That was all you. Why would you think I changed? No, it's not like that. It's not like I wanted to stop talking to you. It's... Well, it's just... When I first got to this secondary school and found out that you were here too, I did try to talk to you, but these other popular girls got in my way. They said something about you being everyone's property and that I should stay away. Yeah, sounds like something straight out of a K-drama. That was one of the scariest days of my life. So, I've just been scared to reach out again. Even just being in the same room as you could get me in trouble. So I've been avoiding you all this time. Yeah. Those girls? No, I don't remember their names. Rather, they never told me. One had long black hair, and a birthmark under her left eye, and the other had blonde hair that she kept in pigtails, but that's not very helpful, right? Huh? You know who they are? You're stalkers! I feel I should be more surprised by you having stalkers, but somehow it just works. Oh, sorry. This is a serious matter. Definitely something not to giggle about. Oh, God. What are their names, anyway? Brittany and Brianna, huh? Thanks. I'm used to avoiding everyone, but I'll try extra hard to avoid them. Actually, if they're as bad as you say, I'm surprised they haven't found you here yet. If you want, when you need some space, you can join me here whenever you want. If you want, it seems like it'll be a good hiding place. No, I really don't mind. If I'm being honest, I was happy to talk to you again. I feel a bit better knowing that B&B aren't even friends of yours. Guess I was worried for nothing. But is that what it's like to be popular? Dealing with people like that all day? How do you even do it? No, I do not want to find out. No way. Don't even joke about bringing me into that clique. If it has you this exhausted, I don't even want to think about what it would do to me. You'll what? Return the favour? So, when I get tired, you'll let me rest my head on you and take a nap while my deranged fan club searches for me door to door. You'll let me interrupt whatever you're doing so you can give me a break. You expect me to believe that? Look at you getting all full of yourself. You think I can't see how you're blushing down there? I know you did. So don't bother trying to pull the moves on me. I'll look out for you in my own way, not the other way around. You can keep resting until you calm down. If you leave here with your face that red, and those two see you, who knows what they'll do to either of us? You don't have to think about anything right now. You can even take a nap if you want. I don't mind. Just like You should probably get up.
Why did you think I was serious? What's your problem? No, you come waltzing in here and... Well, it was fun to mess around a little bit. Especially with how you've messed around with my feelings over the years. No. Just leave. I don't want anything to do with you anymore. Stop! You're gonna cause a scene! Oh, shit! Come with me! No. I'm not talking... inside here. Does it look like I want to put you in the fucking janitor book closet thing in the back of the library? Does it look like I want to do that, to have a conversation? No, but you're making it so. So get in there so I can shut the door and we can fucking talk this out. What do you want? And no beating around the bush this time. Really? You seriously think that after everything you and those girls have done, that I would even consider having any type of romantic interest or thoughts of fooling around with you? Not out of your mind. How self-centered can you be? Oh, you know I want it. Tell me, how have I shown that I want you so bad? Please do enlighten me. No. Wait, how would you know that if you weren't looking at me in the first place? No, it's not that I didn't... Okay. I will say that you looked nice. Am I not allowed to appreciate someone who looks nice? Stop it. Seriously, you're going to give me false hope. I just don't think I can be messed around like that anymore. I really need you to take this seriously. Let's talk about this properly. I don't... It's getting so close. No, the closet isn't that small and I can feel you breathing on my neck. Of course I don't want to face you. You're being a bit of a dickhead. I called you a dickhead. Yes, I'm sorry. I can try. What do you need me to do? If you start touching me like that, I won't be able to keep my voice down. I'm sorry. Mila, I promise I won't speak back to you again. I just got annoyed as well. No, I'll always be your pretty girl. I always will be. Yeah, please. No. The librarian's desk is on the other side. On the other side of the library. Don't stop, please. You still get me so worked up, even if you're just caressing against everywhere. It feels good. Yeah, I can turn around. Yeah. My neck is sensitive. Shy girls can be vocal too, just a bit reserved and being honest about what we want, but I have a voice, so I'm gonna use it. Libraries are about comfort, aren't they? It's a good day to wear a skirt. You can lick it. Please. Oh. Come up. Please. Learned during the time we've been apart. No, I stuck in Paris. But let's see if the dick matches the dickhead you are.
Wait, stalkers. I'm not any girl for you.
Promise. Yes. No. Do you? Might not buy me a pill for your troubles. Please. Please, 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 please. myself out of what you anymore. Just keep going. And I promise I won't get annoyed with you anymore. Just keep going. Oh.